From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Today is the first day of a preliminary hearing over the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. A judge is weighing if there is probable cause to go to trial. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
This week, the state is laying out its evidence against Tyler Robinson. Robinson is accused of killing Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University last year. People lined up outside the 4th District Courthouse in Provo in the early morning hours to get one of the limited spots open to the public. Heather Rowley was there with her daughter.
We got here at 5 a.m. to get a wristband. So I kind of want to learn more about the case, some of the facts that we haven't heard, some of the interviews that I've heard that they're going to play.
Charlie Kirk's parents were present in court, along with his widow, Erica Kirk, and Donald Trump Jr. Prosecutors say they have 40 to 50 pieces of evidence to get through. If Robinson is convicted at trial, the state says it intends to seek the death penalty. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
The Babylon Fire in southeast Utah has more than doubled in the last week. It's grown to over 96,000 acres, making it the largest in the country. The San Juan County Sheriff's Office has moved 6 evacuation zones to the set stage, as in ready, set, go. Jeff Sanaki is with the Great Basin Team 2 and gave an update on social media yesterday. He says crews are getting information from landowners in case they need to get on their property.
Getting in there, talking to landowners, and doing the work that they can, and getting a really, really good plan of where all those little roads are and trails and locks and gates in case we need to come in and defend homes if that fire wants to make a push.
Crews haven't contained the fire's perimeter at all yet, but Sanaki says they're making progress on preparing roads to become a catcher's mitt for the blaze. Anglers will be able to catch more fish this summer. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is increasing daily harvest limits at 7 spots. Water levels are low because of drought at 3 reservoirs: Minersville in Beaver County, Otter Creek in Paiute County, and Vernon in Tooele County. Construction or dredging is affecting 4 other water bodies. Those are Pine View Reservoir, Canyon View Park Pond, Palisade Reservoir, and Red Creek Reservoir. Majority of Americans now support banning social media for kids under 16. A new Pew Research study found that nearly 6 in 10 adults think children should not have access to sites like Facebook and Instagram until they are older. Those results are consistent across ages and political views. Utah has passed several laws in recent years to curtail social media's power. That includes age verification and a bell-to-bell cell phone ban in schools. You are listening to KUER News.